All right? It is important for us to understand, turn to Isaiah chapter 9, the remnant, the doctrine of the remnant. Remember that Paul said that Israel has experienced a hardening in part. If you have any Jewish friends that you want to witness to, please take note of these verses. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, very familiar passage. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. In the Hebrew, the term Mighty God is El Gibor. Now, everybody knows, Jew and Christian alike, that that verse is about the Messiah. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. This is a messianic passage. Turn over to chapter 10 of Isaiah and verse 20. In that day, the remnant of Israel, the survivors of the house of Jacob, will no longer rely on him who struck them down, but will rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. And verse 21, a remnant will return, a remnant of Jacob will return to the mighty God. Though your people, O Israel, be like the sand by the sea, only a remnant will return. Now, a little simple logic. If I tell you that it's been great being here and I will return, I have implied what? I'm leaving. I can't return if I don't go. Who goes? A remnant will return of Jacob and Israel. So what is this prophecy saying? That there was going to be a time when Israel would reject her Messiah. But there was a day coming when she would return. This is a powerful passage. To who? Who is El Gibor? Well, the first thing you do is you show them in Isaiah chapter 9, well, who is it? Well, that's the Messiah. It says right there, El Gibor. Really? Well, let me show you Isaiah chapter 10. Because it says the remnant's coming back to the same person. And you just told me that person is the Messiah. You see, it's historically accurate. Now, what is happening in the world today? You know, we hear a lot about the signs of the times. And I want to tell you, all the devastating things that are going on, you know, it can get really scary and everything. But let me tell you my favorite sign of the times. I have articles from a group called Yad Lakim, Jews for Judaism. And they publish a tape and a pamphlet that they distribute. And here's the title of this pamphlet. And Jews for Judaism is a group that's trying to convince Jews not to accept Jesus. Sort of the opposite of Jews for Jesus. This is the title of their pamphlet. It's my favorite. What they're doing right, what we're doing wrong. Subtitle: why is it that more Jews have accepted Jesus as the Messiah in the last 19 years than in the last 1900? That's their pamphlet. You ought to be jumping pews right now. The enemy is acknowledging that the remnant is coming home. Somebody please say praise the Lord. Folks, listen to me. I get excited about missions. I get excited about any country, any people coming to Jesus. But prophetically, God says, when the remnant starts coming home, when Jews start standing up and say, I believe thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living God, you had better know something is afoot in the heavenlies. Something is moving in the Spirit of God. It began back in the 60s with the Jewish movement, and it has literally swept across the world. We are aware, and it's very interesting, because if you'll ask people how many Jewish believers we think are in the world today, this number always comes up, 144,000. Now, I'm not saying that that's who they are. This number comes up again when you start talking about the West Bank of Israel. That area that's always under dispute, and those terrible settlers who are living on the land God gave them, shame on them, you know. And you ask, well, how many Jewish settlers are there in the West Bank? Oh, 144,000. I've read it in the secular press, Associated Press, 144,000. I mean, I just look at it and go, you've got to be kidding me. Now, understand something. Are all of these 144,000 witnesses Jewish? No. They are descendants of Israel. Now, why do I say that? Because there's only three tribes that are actually called Jews: Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. The rest have integrated and have assimilated. The 10 northern tribes were scattered throughout the people groups. I beg you to come back tomorrow night. Because when we get into this, you are going to begin to understand modern politics like you have never understood it before. Because God has blessed the descendants of Abraham even in their unfaithfulness. What this means is this. Where are these tribes? They're scattered amongst the peoples of the world. Who can reconcile them but God? You know what the Orthodox are saying in Jerusalem? They have a real problem with weirdos like me. They can't quite figure me out. Now you're an evangelical Christian, right?
Yeah.
And you love Israel. Yeah. Well, that doesn't compute. We were at the wall one day, and we were praying, and we got ready to go, and someone in our group happened to snap a picture of this, so I actually have the evidence. A little Orthodox man, black hat, curly cues, the whole nine yards, is in this picture, and he's talking to my tour guide, and I remembered seeing him. And that morning I had said, Lord, show us that we're having an impact in the land. Show us that we're not just a bunch of vacationers blowing our shekels. Show us that you're using us. Well, I think I must have thrown this man off because I had my own kippah. And if you're a tourist and you go there, you don't have a kippah. They have what I call upside down French fry boxes, and you have to wear those on your head and you go pray. And I am not going to pray in a French fry box, so I have my own kippah. I think it confused the man. And so he pulled our guide aside and he said, are they from America? He said, yeah. Are they Jewish? No. But he's watching us standing there weeping and praying. He says, then why are they here? All Christians hate Jews. And my Jewish guide, who at that time was not a believer, said, no, sir. That is not true. They love Israel. And they are here to pray for your peace and your protection. They love you. They want nothing from you. They just love you. He couldn't believe it. He was an 80-year-old Holocaust survivor from Europe. 80 years he had spent, and maybe that day,